Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life, basically to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. If there's one thing I know after having lived all these years now, it is this. Our God wastes nothing, not our sorrows, not our wounds, and not even our failures. That's wonderful news. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and today's podcast is the story behind one of my favorite songs. I know I say that a lot, but it is true. It's the song, I Belong to Jesus. This version is from my live worship recording called I Belong to Jesus, Volume 1. Now, this particular song came to me way back on April 14th of 1992. This song came during a time of spiritual warfare in my life, like that's anything new in and of itself, because we're always at war with the lies of the enemy. My friend, the Holy Spirit, prompted me one day to remind myself of who I belong to and to actively take back the ground the enemy had stolen in my life. I used to be so bound up in fear that I was basically immobilized in every way. Immobilized in my emotions, immobilized in my thoughts, immobilized from walking in the fullness of my true identity in Christ as a new creation. And that is no way to live, especially as one who has been promised an abundant life in Christ. And we have been promised an abundant life in Christ. John 10:10 in the New American Standard Bible tells us this: the thief comes only to steal and destroy. I, meaning Jesus, I came that they might have life and have it abundantly. There it is in the Word of God. The enemy is a liar. Deception is his only power. We take back the stolen ground whenever we recognize one of his lies and replace it with the truth of God's Word. This song, I Belong to Jesus, came forth as both a prayer to the Father and a declaration to anyone or anything that might care to listen or not listen. Like my soul, like the world, or like the enemy. He doesn't want to hear this truth, but it is the truth. I belong to Jesus. Lift him up in your minds and in your flesh and in your spirit with your emotions and with all that you are. All that we are now belongs to Jesus, whether we encounter good times or bad, whether we walk in darkness or light, whether we live or whether we die. We belong to the Lord because he has paid the price and covered the debt of our sin with, by, and through the blood of Jesus Christ.
This is why I came tonight. I like to declare this. Who do you belong to? Who?
Jesus.
It's about time you told me. 1, 2, 3, 4.
To Jesus, reconciled.
setting us free, Lord. Thank you for setting us free, Father. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Father, how we thank you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you for saving us and setting us free. Thank you for binding up the enemy on our behalf. Thank you for conquering sin, death, and the grave on our behalf. Thank you for giving us new identities in Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, just for being who you are, in Jesus' name. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 18 through 20 says this: Flee immorality. Every other sin that a man commits is outside the body, but the immoral man sins against his own body. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and that you are not your own? For you have been bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body. In spite of our circumstances, in spite of our trials and tribulations, in spite of the things that tempt us, in spite of even suffering and pain, we have every reason to rejoice because of the fact that we belong to Jesus. Let's remind ourselves what that means for us today. All that He is dwells in us, and we have been given the mind of Christ. That means we are already being transformed by the truth of who Father God says we are. Let's simply think and act like we believe it today. We belong to Jesus. Hallelujah. That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast is brought to you, as usual, by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you'll find beautifully crafted, one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan, my beautiful wife, Melinda, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. And in case you haven't heard, there's a way you can support the work of ministry God has called me to. To continue doing what God has called me to, that is setting the captive free and binding up broken hearts and reminding people who they are in Christ, I'd like to ask you to consider coming alongside me via a brand new service. This new service is called Patreon, and you can become a member or a patron of my team at www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. Would you mind checking it out and consider becoming a patron? Just go to www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan to find out more. And to help you in the renewal of your own mind and to help you take your own thoughts captive, don't forget to pick up a copy of my brand new book called Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers, Volume 2. Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers, Volume 2 is available at the following online vendors: Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, Kobo, and basically anywhere else you buy books online. Or you can just click the link provided in the podcast notes and order your own copy today. Thank you once again for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you'd like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you'd like an MP3 of the song we just enjoyed today, I Belong to Jesus, from the live recording I Belong to Jesus Volume 1, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com. And if you remember nothing else today, remember this: God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.